The other day, I was in a rush and only had 30 minutes to eat lunch and get back to the synagogue for an appointment. So I drove to Carytown, parked the car, and went into a restaurant called Jimmy John's. At the register, I ordered a turkey sub on French bread. Then I said to the guy, since it was my first time there, "What makes your sandwiches different from all other sandwiches?" And he said, "We're freaky fast." So I said, "Well, how fast is that?" Then he said, "This fast." And he handed me the sandwich. I'm not kidding. I said, "That is freaky fast." How was the sub? It was delicious and filling. Today, I want to share with you a freaky fast sermon. And though it will be fast, I hope that it will be relevant and something that you can take with you and meditate on during the remainder of these 10 days of awe leading up to Yom Kippur. I really have only one point, and that is a question. Are you a disciple or a believer? And by the way, when I say "are you," I'm speaking to myself as well, but I wanted this message to be a little prickly, intentionally. Many Messianic Jews and Messianic Gentiles would regard the terms disciple and believer as synonyms. A disciple of Yeshua is a believer in Yeshua. And a believer in Yeshua is a disciple of Yeshua. They are interchangeable terms. However, over the past few weeks, the Lord has impressed on my heart that He is looking for disciples, and that being a believer is not such a big deal. In fact, even the devil is a believer. Yaakov, the brother of Yeshua, writes in James chapter 2, verse 19, "You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder." The demons also believe that Yeshua is the Son of God. Matthew tells us in Matthew chapter 8, verses 28 through 29, when he arrived at the other side in the region of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him. They were so violent that no one could pass that way. "What do you want with us, Son of God?" they shouted. "Have you come here to torture us before the appointed time?" Here we see that demons not only believe that Yeshua is the Son of God, they also believe what the Bible says, that they will be judged at the end of time. Similarly, we are told in Luke chapter 4, verse 41, that demons believe that Yeshua is the Messiah. We're told, "Moreover, demons came out of many people shouting, 'You are the Son of God.' But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak because they knew he was the Messiah." Demons even believe that following Yeshua is the way to be saved from one's sins. Luke tells us in Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 17, "Once, when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune-telling. This girl followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, 'These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved.'" I guess my point in sharing all these scriptures is to show you that it's not such a big deal to be a believer. It just puts us in the same company as the devil and his demons. What sets us apart from the devil is when we become disciples. The devil and his demons are not disciples of Yeshua. But are we? What does it mean to be a disciple of Yeshua? It seems to me that the best definition is the one that comes from Yeshua himself. This is what he said it means to be his disciple. And as we listen to this definition, I would like us to ask ourselves whether we meet this criteria of being disciples. The question is, are we disciples? Yeshua says in Luke chapter 14, verses 26 through 27 and verse 33, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple." Let's leave this text up on the screen for a moment. I'd like to make a few observations about it. First, being a disciple involves coming to Yeshua. The verb here for comes is present tense. Are we coming to Yeshua on a daily basis? Are we drawing near to him? Second, being a disciple of Yeshua involves radically prioritizing Yeshua's desires over our own and that of our families, including a boyfriend or girlfriend or other friend. The word hate in Greek, mise, communicates this radicality. Yeshua's teaching is consistent with Jewish hyperbole, like the kind that we find in Malachi chapter 1, verses 2 through 3, where the Lord says, "Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated." Daryl Bach writes in his Baker exegetical commentary on this passage, that is on the screen here in Luke 14, he says, quote, "The call to hate is not literal, but rhetorical. Otherwise, Jesus' command to love one's neighbor as oneself as a summation of what God desires makes no sense." In Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37, he says we should love our neighbor. The call to hate simply means to love less. The image is strong, but it is not a call to be insensitive or to leave all feeling behind. Following Jesus is to be the disciples' first love. This pursuit is to have priority over any family member and one's own life. David Ween, do you love Sonia? Sonia, do you love David Ween? David, is Sonia your first love? Who is your first love? Sonia, is David your first love? Who is your first love, Sonia? Yeah, very good. That's right. That's what Yeshua is saying. Following Jesus is to be the disciples' first love. This pursuit is to have priority over any family member and one's own life, which means that other concerns are to take second place to following Jesus, unquote. Do we love Yeshua over all others, including ourselves? Thirdly, a disciple of Yeshua carries his cross and follows Yeshua. The Greek for carries and follows are both present tense. In other words, we are supposed to be doing that now and every day, not just once in a while or when we feel like it. Yeshua says the same thing in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, where he explicitly uses the term daily. He says, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Let's all say that together. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Carrying the cross daily means that we live a life of self-sacrifice for Yeshua every day. Following Yeshua means that we do what he says and follow his example. Do we deny ourselves, take up the cross, and follow Yeshua on a daily basis? Remember, the question we're asking is, are we disciples of Yeshua? Fourthly, returning to Luke chapter 14, Yeshua says that any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. The Greek word for give up, again, is present tense. It means today and every day. We must be willing to use the resources Hashem gives us to do whatever Yeshua wants us to do. We are supposed to be attached to him and not to our possessions. There is a disconnect when we say that we are willing to give up everything for him, but not 10% of our income. If that is what we say, then we are not willing to give up everything for him. The Torah reading for the second day of Rosh Hashanah is Genesis chapter 22, the Akedah. Here, Abraham shows us what it means to be willing to give up everything. Isaac was Abraham's everything. To be a disciple of Yeshua is to be like Abraham in this regard. Are we presently giving everything to the Lord that he has asked us to give him for his use? The emphasis in the Gospels is on making disciples, not on making believers. In fact, in the Gospels, we have numerous examples of people becoming disciples before they become believers. Think about it. This was the case with Peter and Andrew. It was only over time, through walking with Yeshua, through getting to know Yeshua, through doing what Yeshua said to do, through being his disciples, through being his followers, that they finally, after several years, became believers. We can encourage fellow Jewish people along the same path. If they don't have the faith to believe that Yeshua is the Messiah, we can say, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Follow him. Become his disciple, and you will get to know him over time. Through getting to know him, you will be able to determine if he is who he said he is. We can then show our friends why Yeshua is worthy to be followed. If so many Jews become disciples of Buddha, there are so many Boo-Jews in this world. If so many Jews become disciples of Buddha because of Buddha's teachings, how much more should Jews become disciples of Yeshua, whose teachings and impact on the world are that much more profound? The Bible, including the New Testament, has been the world's bestseller forever. The Christian church today, generally speaking, emphasizes faith over deeds. And that is why it prioritizes being believers over being disciples. But this is a mistake, in my opinion. And I think the error derives from the church's parting of the ways with the synagogue. Yeshua was a Jew. And as a Jew, he emphasized the importance of actions, of mitzvot, of following him. He said, go into the world and make believers. Is that what he said? No. He said, go into all the world and make disciples, not believers. Yaakov echoes this ethic of doing and discipleship when he writes in James chapter 2, verses 20 through 22 and verse 26. Yaakov says, you foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Or another way of putting it is that, do you want evidence that being a believer without being a disciple is useless? Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? you see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. From the time I was 8 years old until the time I was 16 years old, I was a believer, but I was not a disciple. In high school, I stopped attending the Messianic synagogue. And my parents allowed me to stop attending. By the way, parents, that's a big mistake. Don't do that. I encourage you to encourage your young people to keep attending. If they're under your roof, then you say, we are a family, we're going to the synagogue together. That's what my dad should have said. My Bible was well used, though, as a prop for my alarm clock. I didn't pray, and I had no interest in praying or serving the Lord. My dad would quote scriptures to me, but it made me upset when he did this. I remember once saying to my dad, Dad, don't you have your own thoughts? Then one night, out of desperation, when I had come to the end of living my own life in my own way and realizing the emptiness of what the world had to offer apart from God, I wiped the dust off of my Bible and randomly opened its pages to Hebrews chapter 11. I read about all these heroes of the faith, all these disciples of Hashem who put their faith into action. The words jumped off the pages and into my heart. As I was reading, my eyes were open to what it meant to be a disciple. And at that moment, at that night, I made it my resolution to be a disciple of Yeshua. The next morning, I began the journey and started to walk the walk. It is still a journey, which with much stumbling along the way, but I always get up and keep walking with the aim of following Yeshua. This insight that Hashem wants us to be disciples and not just believers explains a lot about why we are lacking in so many areas in our community. Why do 20% of the people do most of the work in our synagogue? It is because we have a lot of people who identify as believers and not as disciples. Why do so few people tithe consistently in our community? It is because we have a lot of people who identify as believers and not as disciples. Why is there regular Lashon Hara in our community without people repenting? It is because people identify as believers and not as disciples. You can be a believer and not repent, but you can't be a disciple and not repent. The list goes on and on. Being a believer is a very passive identity. Whatever you do or don't do, you are a believer. It is a comfortable identity because it doesn't require much, if anything, from you. By contrast, being a disciple of Yeshua is an active identity by definition that requires everything. It involves a daily commitment to read, study, and pray to learn what Yeshua, our master, the one we are following, wants us to do, and then doing it. It involves prioritizing Yeshua's plans over our own plans. Being a disciple involves self-sacrifice, material sacrifice, and radical commitment to doing our part to building up the body of Messiah, beginning with the local Messianic synagogue. Here at Tikvat Israel, we want to foster a culture of being disciples over being believers. Would you agree that's a good idea? If you agree, say amen.
Amen.
All right, we're together. I want to encourage all of us to begin speaking about ourselves as disciples, and thinking of ourselves as what? Disciples. Being a disciple is not easy. In fact, Yeshua told us that it is a hard road. He said that if anyone wanted to be his disciple, he would have to deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow him. It is not easy to be a disciple of Yeshua, but it is exciting. There is no more exciting and fulfilling adventure in life. That is why Yeshua said in John chapter 10, verse 10, Va'ani vati lehavi lahem chayim umlo sifkam. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. So I leave you with this question on this day of Shabbat Shuvah, the Sabbath of return. Are you a disciple or a believer? Let's pray.